Sorry, was that Hoof, the England seaside?
Yeah, not the seaside.
All right, okay. England seaside against who was it? Scotland, Ireland, Wales.
It was only players from Portsmouth, Brighton, yeah. Bournemouth, Blackpool. Yeah. The Pompey Podcast, Pompey Champions League One. Good evening, Dan.
Good evening.
Good evening. You're right. Very good, thank you. Very good, yourself.
Terrific.
Right, this is the Pompey Podcast, which is, as by its name would suggest, the podcast which is all about Portsmouth Football Club, the League One Champions 23-24. We're going to talk about the game against Wigan at the weekend, the trophy lift. We're going to do our shortlist for the Player of the Season. Player of the Season award has been given out left, right and centre, haven't they, recently?
Oh, crikey, Players, yes.
Player and the local newspaper Player of the Year, etc. But we'll be doing ours, only our shortlist. We're not going to announce it until next week. Then we'll have a little bit of a quiz and we will look ahead to the Lincoln game for what it's worth. Not that it matters to anyone really apart from Lincoln.
It matters to them, yes.
It does matter to them, yes. Let's start with the Wigan game, Dan. Yep. Lots of changes. How did you feel about the starting lineup, firstly? Were you surprised to see some faces?
I was, but I wasn't too bothered. But then after half an hour, I was saying, "Can we just get the normal players on now, please? Can we just get the real players on?" But no, it is what it is, isn't it? I hate that for saying it is what it is. But it is what it is. Yeah, it just doesn't mean anything, does it?
It's just a string of words, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just how important, you know, how desperate are you to reach the 100-point mark? I think if it had never been done before, then you might be disappointed, but it has been done loads of times, so never mind. I only actually saw a couple of people complaining on social media.
Seriously?
Okay. Yeah. There was one bloke that wasn't happy with the way we played. And it was just like, fucking hell, mate. Jesus.
Well, as in the way we played wasn't then neutralized and by then forgotten, but you know, with the trophy presentation, which I think most people kind of forgave by the time the trophy presentation came around with regards to the performance, didn't they?
Yeah, most people, well, everyone that was there, but most people on social media, but yeah, a couple of people. This one particular chat wasn't happy. He wasn't happy with the performance.
You just
cannot please everyone, can you?
No, it's strange because I put out the little score prediction thing on Saturday morning as per usual, and I expected, if I'm honest with you, I kind of half expected that performance, especially when I saw the lineup, because I thought Rafferty. Well, most players, obviously, wouldn't normally drink during the week, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have had a drink, fair enough, it's fine, but I just think you've still got a couple of games to play yet, so maybe you should, as professionals, hold it off for a couple of weeks. But I'm not begrudging them the drink, but I didn't expect them, having had quite a few drinks, to then come and, these aren't Sunday leaguers, they're not going to perform the same having had a few shandies than they would do without, because they're elite athletes. And
the extent of the drinking as well, I thought.
But
that's the words about hairs. Picking hairs.
Picking bugs out of hairs.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick bugs out of hairs, Mike.
Yeah. I think the fact that Paddy Lane and Rafferty, and they're only the two that I think of just because they were interviewed, but yeah. I imagine most were the same, were still fairly tipsy 24 hours later, suggests it's not going to be the best performance. And I think that considered, I actually thought it wasn't too bad. One thing I would say, though, is Lang was obviously fired up because it was against his old side. Oh. But he seemed quite fired up in the game before as well, didn't he?
Well, I did say before the game, I said to my son, I wonder how long it'll take Lang to get booked. And then it was the 16th minute. So that's going to be my new bet, I think, from now on. It's just to put some money on Lang to get a yellow card. Yeah, he does seem, I don't know, he does seem, and it's like you say, it's every game. He's quite, he leaves a leg in or he goes in for tackles when you just think, don't go in for that one. You're not going to win the ball, and you're just going to get a yellow card for that. Mm. And even after he got his yellow card, he did another one, although the guy completely dived. Well, you know, it's one of those where he's kicking it down the line that they do so often.
Yeah.
Where he's kicking it down the line, you go to block it, and then they go, ah, pull their leg back, don't they, and do the old jump in the air. Yeah, so he got away with that one. I think if that was the first one, he would have got a yellow for that. But
yeah, agree.
Yeah, I don't know. It just does seem a bit.
Since he's been back from his injury, his latest injury, like against Barnsley, he did one where he got booked for it, didn't he? Where they were just, he was even just passing it back to the goalkeeper. It's one of those where he dived in, caught the player, clearly a yellow card, but he didn't even need to catch the player because all he's trying to do is stop him from passing it back to the goalkeeper. So just dive in the way of it rather than dive at the player. No need.
Yeah, that's
it's almost like he's trying to make a mark. Was it also him that was involved when the little melee went on and then Will Norris did his little comedy?
Is that what that was? Yeah, no, I heard the big cheer. I thought their player had got sent off because there was a big cheer because I couldn't see what was going on. But then somebody said it was something to do with what Norris did, but I didn't actually see what he did. Is that what he did?
To be fair, he kind of diffused the whole situation because a couple of Wigan players saw him and laughed. Yeah. Basically, there's about 10 players kind of all facing off.
Yeah.
Norris just suddenly runs from the back, goes up on the shoulders of a Pompey player. Is like an extra 4 feet in the air and just does a massive gurn.
Oh,
just diffused the whole situation. Oh, it's quite good, I thought, considering some goalkeepers might just plough on ink since not the sharpest tools today. But overall, disappointing game, but it meant nothing. And ultimately, the job had already been done in the previous 44 games, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. After we went 2-0 down was quite good. They just sort of battered them, didn't they, for 10, 15 minutes. Yeah. But
I actually thought we might get an equaliser, but
even you could see Lane saying to Rafferty, "You were that close to getting a goal."
Mm.
Rafferty laughed it off.
First one, Rafferty.
Yeah, he was just staying up there for the last 5 minutes or so.
And Rafferty had a peg from 25 yards.
Yeah,
ago,
yeah, yeah. They were saying about how good the goal was. Well, they were saying about how good the goalie was, but I thought a lot of the ones he sort of patter-caked back into play, didn't he? Like that, like the Raggett one. It was a good hit, but it was straight at him, and he sort of did that. One of those weird ones where he just pats it back into play.
Yeah, I don't remember him making any outstanding saves. He made saves, but they're all ones you'd expect to be fairly comfortable with, wouldn't you? Yeah, never mind. But then the presentation of the trophy afterwards, how amazing.
How long was it, did you say?
How long was it? Yeah, well, it did go on for... Did you get it on the same day?
Yeah. I think by the time they... So, they started by the tunnel, made their way down the south stand, down to the Milton end, round to us at the north stand. I think by the time they'd been with us for about 15 minutes, that was when I went, right, come on then, let's go. But no, yeah, it was good. It was good to see all the families and everyone there, all the kids. It was a good atmosphere down there actually on Saturday. It's quite funny as well. There's some funny things.
Oh really? Such as?
Yeah. Like the fans, so the Fratton End tell you what to do, obviously. So they say north stand bounce around and south stand bounce around and Milton End bounce around. And then they did the Wigan fans bounce around. So the Wigan fans would go, as well. Okay. So they were joining in as well. So it was quite good. And the beach ball, obviously. Have you seen that? The beach?
Yeah, in the goal.
Yeah, and you seen the one that went in the goal, So yeah, it was all right. It was good fun.
Good. Any wags of note?
They're all of note, aren't they? They're all of note. They're all American wags, I did wonder what it'd be like if you were a footballer with a not attractive wag.
just a normal-looking wife.
Yeah, just the normal-looking, Would you take it with you, or would you just stay at home yourself now.
We'll move on. But excellent, very good. It was nice to see actually all the squad getting involved as well. I thought it was quite nice the way that Massinio kind of acknowledged every single player that came on, and it all seemed quite genuine warmth, didn't it, as well? Even the players didn't play much.
Yeah, it was good, actually, when they called them all, and they all came out.
Yeah.
And they all got a big... they all got a big round of applause and a big cheer, except for one player. Can you guess who that was? Where everyone went, everyone's going, way, way, and then they said this one, and everyone said...
Is it White?
Yeah. Poor old Gavin.
Oh, poor Gavin White. Yeah. Poor Gavin. I feel bad. He should have got a reception, shouldn't he? But we'll see.
It wasn't a boo. It's just that everyone just sort of just started talking.
There's a lull.
Between themselves, yeah. Yeah, looking at their phones.
It's just a murmur.
Yeah.
It's just a yay, yay, yay. Ooh, yay.
Yeah.
Well, even Schofield got a bigger reward than him.
Oh, yeah, he got a half one, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so Pompey are League One champions. They are going to be in the Championship next year. Next week, I'll tell you what we'll do next week as well, because obviously we'll know, with the exception of the playoffs, who's going up from the Championship, who's coming down. And so we'll kind of look at who we really quite fancy to play next year in that who's Championship coming down from the, tour.
Sorry, who's coming down from the Premier League? Sheffield United?
Well, at the moment, from the Premier League.
Yeah.
Sheffield United, Burnley and Luton, really, isn't it? But it could be Forest instead of Luton. Or it could be Burnley could keep save themselves. It's looking unlikely, isn't it? That Burnley and Sheffield United.
God. They're not exciting in any league, are they, Burnley?
It's such a long travel as well, isn't it?
And we finish on Burnley against Stoke. Right. I'm going up to bed. Yeah.
Whoever likes of those. The likes of those to look forward to. All right, so player of the year, here is. Have you got your shortlist? I've got five shortlisted five.
I haven't. And do you know why?
Go on.
Because I completely forgot.
No way.
But it's okay because I'll just do them now. I know it is. I know what I'm saying. I've already written three down there. Another one. And that's four. Okay. And let me just think.
I think four are going to be the same. I think we're going to have four the same, and then a fifth.
We'll have four, and then we'll have a long shot.
Outsider.
An outsider, 50-1.
An honorary mention. I'll start with. Well, obviously he got player of the season for the. I think it was the Football Writers or whatever they call it, the News Writers, Sports Mail. Marlon Pack is my first nominee.
Well, I don't know if you saw. I don't know whether you would have seen it on TV, but they did the Player of the Season awards.
Yeah.
Did you see this on TV?
Yeah.
So you saw Pack get about 15 separate Player of the Season. All right. Yeah. So Lane got one, didn't he?
Paddy Lane. What was this for?
Player of the Season.
Moxham was Goal of the Season.
Yeah, no, Paddy Lane got a Player of the Season one, voted for by someone.
So it was all the different supporters groups.
Yeah.
Did he get his from the Paddy Lane supporters group?
I think it was, the Northern Irish Lane family.
It was Lane just family him and White. Award. Him and White were the only contenders.
Yeah. Him and Devlin. So, yeah, he got one, and then Pack got all the rest. And it was about 15, I think it was about 15 different. I think it was about 15. Yeah. So yeah, Pack, I think is definite choice. Yeah. And the next one. My next one is Sean Raggett.
Sean Raggett.
Are we saying who our favourites? Who we want to?
Well, no. I think we go with what we actually do. I think is because we're going to have some guests on next week. I think we get the guests to. We'll give them our shortlist, and they can choose between the two of them who theirs is. And if there's a tie, then we'll step in and just kick them out, and we'll make the decision for them. But yeah, okay, Sean Merritt. Why is that? We know why, but go on.
Because obviously beginning of the season not in the starting 11, only came in because Paul was injured, possibly was only a temporary to come back in as well, but I don't think I can't even think of one. I mean, normally when he's been playing every week, he'll make a mistake which will lead to a goal, you know, but I think this whole season since he's come in, I don't think he's put a foot wrong. at all. And yeah, and just not even just a not even a nostalgia type vote. I just think he's not nostalgia. What's the word I'm thinking of? Like just giving it to him because he's a legend.
Sentimental.
Sentimental vote. I just think he's been quality since he came in.
Yeah.
And he was really good against Wigan. He was one of the better players again. I think he got man of the match, didn't he?
Possibly man of the match, yeah. Right. And actually, he's been probably borderline man of the match, if not man of the match, the last three or four games, I'd say.
So that's excellent. That's one of mine.
Yeah, good. 100% agree. My next one, my next nominee is Abu Kamara, for obvious reasons. I just think, with the exception of the first four or five games, where I just thought he was a bit, and I've said this several times, just thought he was a bit lackluster. But since since he went over to the right-hand side, I think he's been excellent. I think he's absolutely shone. He's created goals for fun. He's scored goals for fun. Absolute. From a lone player point of view, I think what we've done really well this season is we've got lone players who seem to actually care. Even, as we said last week, even the players who weren't playing that much, like Miles Harris and Tino Andrin, still looked as if they were properly involved and properly bought into the squad, which is great. But I think Kamara epitomised that season.
And
his work rate was really good as well for that type of player, you know, like an attacking wide player. His work rate was good.
Yeah. You want a bit of excitement from a winger, don't you? And I think he does that. You never know whether he's going to cut inside or go on the outside, have a shot or get a cross in. So I think that's really good. We haven't had a winger that exciting for a while, I don't think.
No. Do you know why he went off at halftime the other day? Was it a knock or
no? I don't know.
I haven't seen anything about it, but I thought. We were saying, even if it was the fact that they wanted to take him off tactically, surely just for the fact it's going to be his last game at Fratton Park, most likely, just bring him back on, just so he gets the applause when he goes off.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Even literally for a minute, just bring him back on, as soon as the next time ball goes out, bring him off, and just so you get I think he would have got a big applause, but yeah, shame. The next one from you is...
Oh, I'll have to be shocked to see them. I think,
Yeah.
Very good. Very good all season. Had a really good partnership with Paul at the beginning of the season. And then has just, again, like Raggett, not really put a foot wrong. Not made many mistakes. Scored the winning goal to win us the league. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think initially he was brought in as a backup central midfielder, wasn't he? A backup defensive central midfielder. I think so. He did play the opening game. Did he? Towler played. But then he came in and hasn't looked back, has he? I think he's been immense in that position. All right. Yeah. And so my final one, it is left field, but it shouldn't be left field because he's our top scorer. He's been our top scorer for two seasons. He never does much wrong, but for some reason seems to get unnecessarily abused is probably a bit strong, but it's has a bit of a, I don't know, divisiveness amongst fans. But last season's player of the season, Colby Bishop, is my final nominee.
Yeah.
For the fact that getting 20 goals, you know, second top scorer in the league. Again, our top scorer, 1-2 average. Yeah. You can't ask for more than this for a striker than that, can you?
No.
Holds the ball up well, never gives less than 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he would be my fifth as well. Purely, like you say, goals. I thought he was very good beginning of the season. He had that sticky patch, didn't he? But he came back, never stopped working. Always works really hard. I think only one other player I can think of that would have been in contention for it would have been Joe Morrell if he didn't get injured, obviously. But I can't really think of anyone else that I would say. Maybe Joe Rafferty.
Consistent wise, but never anything. It just doesn't do enough to kind of get you excited, does he? That you even rag a being a defender, still gets forward and wallops it from 30 yards every now and then. Rafferty has been good, and I think he's a good solid fullback, but not for me. Okay, so there you go. There's our five. Let us know who you think is your player of the season. Our choices are between Pack, Kamara, Shocknessy, Raggett, and Colby Bishop. We'll let you know next week who is chosen by our special guests. Do you have a quiz? Let's get quiz in.
Yes, please.
Quiz time. It's the quiz time. Have you got a quick one, have you?
Yeah. Mine's quick.
No, it's
quick. All right.
Okay, good. Right.
Do you want me to go first then?
Yeah, go on.
So guess what my quiz is on?
Sports and Football Club.
That's correct. Yeah, stats. Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's partly stats. It's the Portsmouth squad this season, so you'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be absolutely
okay.
fine.
Yeah, I
don't even know how many points you can get. Possibly 11 or so. There's a few, about five questions. Right, are you ready? Here we go. Then.
Yeah, go on.
So you'll be fine with these. Absolutely fine. You might even get a clean sweep. Ready?
Yeah, guaranteed.
Right. In this season's squad, how many players are age 30 or above? And can you name them?
Okay, so you've got Rafferty. We're talking 30 at the beginning of the season, I assume. So
As of today.
Okay, so Rafferty, Raggett, Pack in the squad.
There's no tricks. There's no tricks here. I'm not going to say someone that's played once. But
thinking through the team then, so I'm not sure how old Macy is. I don't think he's that old. I think Doris is about 27, 28, isn't he? And that might be it. Oh, Evans. Is he over 30? Yeah, he must be about 30, mustn't he? So let's say Evans as well. Don't do that.
I'm giving you clues. I'm saying no.
Okay. I think that's it. I'm just going to go with the three then. If
three,
Evans isn't.
Okay. I can tell you that Joe Rafferty is 30. Raggett is 31. Marlon Pack is 33, the old man, and there is a fourth.
Oh,
it is Norris. Well, I can't remember.
Oh, is he 30?
For some reason, he's 30. What's his first name?
It's Johnny Morris.
Johnny Norris. Yeah. What is his first name?
Johnny Norris. Will.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know why that just went out of my head. Will Norris is 30 years old. So that's four.
Is he 30? Okay.
Ready. Question number two.
So do I get 3 points for that?
Yeah, you can have 3 points. There you go.
Cool. Nice.
Right. Question number two. Unfortunately, there are three Welsh players in the squad.
Okay.
Joe Morrell, Regan Paul, and who is the third?
Chris Evans.
Who? I'll have to take your first answer, I'm afraid. It's Lee Evans.
Sorry,
can't accept that.
I did that before.
How can you forget? How can you forget a player's first name? Okay, yes, it's Lee Evans. Question number three. I told you these were easy. Yeah. As you probably know, Kamara and Devlin are the youngest players in the squad at age 20. But can you name the three players who are 21 years old?
Oh, no.
You can name.
Are we including loans?
Yes.
Okay, so Robertson. Alex
One.
Robertson.
Yeah.
Harris.
Two.
I think, is Andrew in still 21?
You got the two. You got the two that I thought were the sort of most difficult out of the three.
I think Paddy Lane's a bit older than that, isn't he?
Isn't he
23? Yeah. Is he at 23? Yeah. So Swanton's older than 21.
Come on.
Isn't he?
You'll kick yourself. Yeah, he's only young, Swanson. I think he's 22.
He's older than, is he?
I think he's 22, 23. Is it 22?
Towler's
22.
Oh.
Oh, mate, I'll give you one last chance.
Okay.
Oh, you'll kick
yourself. Give me the position.
No. Forward. Forwardy. Forward.
Forwardy.
More forward than midfield.
Okay.
Midfieldy forward striker. Come on.
Oh, Sadie. Christian
Sadie. There you go. 3 out of 3. Well done. And no clues. Right. Question four. Who is the only Scottish player in the squad?
Oh. Is it Richard Hughes? Is he still...
No, he's gone now. Yeah. Finally, yeah.
Scottish player in the squad. Scottish player. Oh wow! Does Ogilvy qualify as being Scottish?
He's a ginger.
Oh,
and he looks like the drummer out of
Biffy Clyro.
Biffy Clyro.
Are they actually a Scottish international? They're not, are they?
Well, I don't know. I'd be Scottish international if I was. Gonna have to have
I genuinely don't know. I'm afraid. No, sorry.
This is probably the most trickiest one. It is Tom McIntyre.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I know he's got a Scottish name, but
okay. Right. Last question. Which of these players started the most games for Pompey? This is league, by the way. Which of these players started the most games for Pompey this season? Owen Moxon or Kusini Yenge?
Ooh, that's tricky, isn't it? Because
they're going to
be about the same. I will go Moxon.
Yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Trying to help. Okay. Right then. You are right to go, Owen Moxon. He started. How many do you reckon?
Oh, maybe 8.
Yeah, bang on. How many Yenge?
7.
Yeah, 8 and 7.
Yeah. There you go.
Started 7 games. Nothing, is it? Out of 40, no, 45. No.
And he's still got, 9 league goals, I think, did he, Yenge? I don't know, most from the bench. But
he got 11, it says here, but that's all.
Oh, well, that's including cup, though, isn't it, I think?
Yeah.
That's including cup. Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to do it now. He got 7. No, that starts.
Stan's looking it up.
9. Like you said.
9 goals.
Like you said 10 minutes ago.
If you know how many games Kusini Yenge has played for Portsmouth and you got that one right, if you got any of those right, pop them in the comments. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Pompey Pod.
We'll say you got 7 out of 11 there.
7 out of 11, okay. All right. Well, this is just out of 5, and it's multiple choice, you'd be pleased to know. And what mine is on for you is on my shortlist players for the player of the season. So each question is about a different one of those shortlisted players, multiple choice. Starting with Marlon Pack.
Yeah.
How many league goals has Marlon Pack scored for Portsmouth since returning? So over 2 seasons. How many league goals? Is it 8, 10, or 12?
Well, he's only got about 3 or 4 this season.
It's over 2 years, don't forget. So
I know he...
8, 10, or 12?
I know he scored about the same last season. I'm going to go with 8. I think it's probably 10, but I'm going to go with 8.
That's 1 out of 1.
Yeah.
Correct to go 8. I think it's 3 last year, 5 this season. Correct? Yes. Okay. Abu Kamara made his championship debut on the 1st of April 2023 as a second half substitute against which team? Or was it Sheffield United, Luton, or Burnley?
That was your against Burnley. Yeah, that was against Burnley. I remember that.
It was against Sheffield United.
Yeah.
1 out of 2. Yeah. Conor Shocknessy. You know Conor Shocknessy. You may even have asked me this question yourself at some stage, but what's his middle name? Conor Shocknessy's middle name, is it Patrick, Ewan, or
Conor Shocknessy? Conor Glenn Shocknessy. I think it's Glenn, isn't it? It's Glenn.
Yeah, it is Glenn.
Yeah.
I didn't realise until I looked at it then, and I thought it suddenly came to me that you might have asked me that before yourself. Okay, so 2 out of 3 so far on our shortlist. Sean Raggett's up next. Sean Raggett played 1 match for the England C side. But against whom did they play? Did they play Wales, Scotland, or the Republic of Ireland?
Sorry, was that the England C side?
Yeah, not the seaside.
All right, okay. England C side against who is it? Scotland, Ireland, Wales.
It was only players from Portsmouth, Brighton, Bournemouth, Blackpool. Yeah.
Yes. Scotland, Ireland, Wales. Is that what you said?
Yes. No, Scotland, Ireland, or Wales. Yeah. Republic of Ireland.
Yeah, Republic of Ireland.
You sure?
Yeah, positive.
That is correct. 3 out of 4. Good, strong finish here. Colby Bishop is our final man. He made his first professional appearance as a sub against Milton Keynes Dons in December 2014. Which team was he playing for?
Yeah.
Was he playing for Accrington Stanley, Burton Albion, or Notts County?
Well, he came from Accrington, didn't he? So that wouldn't be his first. It was for Notts Albion, Burton, Notts County. Notts County it was for, definitely.
Sticking with that?
Going for a 4 out of 5, 80%
strong finish.
Yeah.
You are correct. It was for Notts County. He is a Nottinghamshire lad, isn't he? Hence his rivalry with Derby.
Get in.
But well played. Well played. Strong Thanks. Finish. So that you slightly win, because if I got 7 out of 11, which is around about 60-something percent, isn't it? You therefore got 80%. Well played. Congratulations. Congratulations. Indeed. Okay, so a couple of things to mention. One is, and I need to refer to my phone for this, is a charity match that is happening on Bank Holiday Monday, 27th of May, down at the John Jenkins Stadium. It will be the first official match at the John Jenkins Stadium. It's between the Portsmouth Charity Squad and FC Global Kickers. Doors open at noon, kickoff around about 1 p.m. That's when we kick off. Yes, hello.
What's a Portsmouth Charity Squad?
Portsmouth Charity Squad, formerly known as Portsmouth Legends, but for some reason they're not called Portsmouth Legends anymore. They're now called the Portsmouth Charity Squad. I don't know who's in that as yet, but we will let you know once more details become available. No players have been confirmed. Actually, Michael Doyle is the only player who's been confirmed so far. But apart from that, no one else has been confirmed for the Portsmouth Squad.
All right.
We'll let you know. Tickets are £12 for adults, £5 for children. They will be limited to about 1,000, I think, but that'd be a good little day out if you fancy it.
Yeah.
Other than that, also in other news,
Barnsley
sacked their manager with one game to go. And
I saw that.
And
yeah.
The playoffs, strange.
Yeah, very odd.
Rumour has it they're after the Lincoln manager, which could be interesting at the weekend. So this weekend we are playing Lincoln. Lincoln do have something to play for because, as things stand in the league, Oxford are only drawing, so Lincoln are still in sixth place.
Yep.
Meaning if they beat us, they will be in the playoffs.
Oxford are only drawing. They're not
playing. Sorry, they're not only drawing. They're losing, aren't they?
Oh, they're not playing.
They're not playing. Tell a lie. I'm talking nonsense. Oxford are level on points with Lincoln, is what I mean to say.
Yeah.
They drew their last game. Cheltenham are beating Peterborough. It's a shock result at the moment, the shock score at the moment. But so a couple of things down. So a couple of questions. So who would you rather go up, Derby or Bolton? Go up automatically.
Oh, I couldn't care. Couldn't care one. I honestly do not give a shit. They can both go up. Dude. They can both stay down. I don't care.
Okay.
I honestly don't care.
I feel there may be a similar sort of answer to the next question then.
Yeah.
Who do you think will win the playoffs? Let's assume that Bolton don't go up and they're in the playoffs.
Let's see.
Peterborough, Barnsley and Lincoln. Yeah.
It's who's the least irritating, isn't it? That's who you'd want to win it. Let's let Lincoln win it then. Let's let Lincoln win the not Oxford. Yeah, no, they're the most irritating. So we don't want Oxford to get in. Still get in, can't they? Do they have a chance?
They have. It's a bit of an outside. Well, I suppose they're only a point off it.
Yeah. No, I suppose Barnsley with their no manager. Yeah,
okay.
I don't really care about. Yeah, they're all the same to me. All these clubs. In League One, other than Pompey.
Okay. We are up. Who cares? We are up. We're in the next. We our 17 game unbeaten streak is beaten, but it's gone. Not beaten, it's gone. But never mind. We're happy anyway because we've won the league and we will be in the championship next season. Next week, we will be joined by a couple of special guests. They're special to us. They won't be special to our audience, but we'll be joined by them. And we'll do a similar sort of thing. We'll review the Lincoln game. We'll have a little quiz. We'll confirm the player of the season from the Pompey Pods player of the season. And also, if you're interested in the Euros, we will have some Pompey Pod at the Euros over the summer. But that'll be our last one next week for this particular Portsmouth season. As I say, there won't be a similar one next week. It'll be completely different because there'll be four of us. But we will see you then. Goodbye.
Bye.